your thoughts on Bob Elkus. When did you first meet him?
You know, I don't know the exact date. I know it was before we moved west. So it had to be before, well, I came out here in 1968. And Bob Elkus and Jack Kirikoff.
How do you spell Jack's last name?
K-I-R-A-K-O-F-E. I heard there was an E on the end of it.
Who was he?
Jack lived back in a small town of Boiling Springs in Pennsylvania along a lake, a freshwater lake, and he raised waterfowl, exotic ones and other kind. He had just a heck of a lot of them right there, and he and Bob, how they got together, I do not know.
Probably through some of those, one of those bird farm outfit organizations or something, maybe?
It's very possible, because Jack ended up owning and editing a thing called Modern Game Breeding, which was a magazine devoted to raising exotic birds, pheasants, grouse, whatever. And there were many, many people involved around the country. And but all of a sudden, I mean, just all I know is that one day he brought Bob over to the house. And we sat and talked over coffee at the kitchen table, and I was really I don't know how to describe this, but I'm always taken back to meet people like that. I'm kind of in awe of those people who've done special things, and they were describing their trip to find the nesting grounds of those tule geese. I didn't know all this kind of stuff, but things were coming at me really fast, and it was really great to sit and talk to him, because Bob was, he was a guy from Montana, and he had met the Craigheads, and of course, Montana was one of those mysterious places, and we were trying to find a way to get there, but meeting Bob and talking with him was terrific. I mean, it was like you'd known him all your life. So, anyway, we chatted a bit that way, and I, after that, had got to meet him a few more times. We did end up in Montana, obviously, and I met him a few other places at art shows and things like that. Talked to him a few times about the art game on the telephone.
Do you remember seeing his artwork for the first time?
Oh, yeah. I saw some of it then, when he first came.
Oh, he brought some with him?
Well, Jack had some. He had used some in his magazine, and what I had seen in there was such a small thing. Most of it was black and white. And I didn't realize Bob was colorblind until some time later.
Hmm.
And I was always amazed at that. Some of the work he was doing was terrific. At that time period, it was a hot item, paintings of ducks flying. It was a big thing in the art world. There were many, many dealers and galleries and painters. And I just trying to find a way to describe it all, but it was kind of a genre of paintings, I guess. And Bob really, he had a leg up on the rest of us, because he was so well versed in knowing the birds, and these guys who are like Jack, they knew birds inside and out. I learned more stuff from those guys than I would from going to school. I met Bob again. We were both at an art show over in Oregon one time when he was featured because of this tule geese thing, and they had quite a lot of people there from all different media who were questioning him and writing it up. We wanted to make a nice write-up of it, and he had a nice display there. It was one of those Ducks Unlimited gatherings over in Corvallis. And we all went out to see their new duck hunting farm that they'd bought. And, it was really fun just knocking around with him for a little bit.
Hmm. What, do you remember other visits with him at all?
I can't. can't. All I can remember is seeing his face, and I can't remember exactly where.
Yeah. He always had that beaming smile, didn't he?
Yeah. So, you know, real pleasant, laid back. It reminds me of Bill Armin. You know, just kind of matter of fact. My old Montana ranchers are just like that.
Yeah.
And they just happen to have this great facility for art, and it wasn't any big deal. I mean, it wasn't like that. They knew what they had, and but they didn't go around blowing a horn all the time. It was just really nice to get on and talk to them about this stuff. But Bob was like it's like me, an ornithologist, you know, who could paint. It was really great. I didn't spend as much time with him as I might have, or probably should have. But our paths crossed a few times like that. Mostly had to do with the art business, though.
If you had to ask him a question right now, what would you ask him?
Oh, I'd just say, "How in the hell are you?" He had the nerve or the desire to move to Oregon, and I thought, well, geez, I've always wanted to go over there myself. You want to pick his brains and find out what's it like, how is it? You know, he always wanted to hang around that Mallard Wildlife Refuge over there. There's so much to see.
He did?
Yeah, he mentioned that before, and he said something about it, and then just was describing, you know, the different species and things that he'd hoped to see there.
How do you spell the name of that refuge?
I think it's M-A-L-H, is it E-U-R or A-U-R-A-E-U-R, I'm not sure. It's a very unique place over there in Oregon, and Bob had always wanted to go there and hang around it.
Wow.
Evidently he did.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk with you. I just got, you know, after we talked yesterday and you said, well, we ought to go out and see him. I just thought I'd talk with you about your thoughts on him.
Yeah, I always thought about it. I know he moved to Roseburg, I think, didn't he, in the beginning?
To where?
Roseburg, Oregon.
No, I thought he was in Grants Pass all the time.
I thought he was talked about Roseburg, and all I remember was I didn't see him for a long time, or even hear about him. And
that was right after his wife passed away.
Yeah, and right after that time period, there was all those terrible rains and everything else. I think half the roadway fell away over by Roseburg. And my good was, oh, what a bummer.
Yeah.
Going over there to get away from things and having all that misery, but I think. I haven't heard much about him except talking to you. I called him on the phone, I know, after Elizabeth died, and it was kind of, oh, I just didn't, you know, what to say. And so I wrote to him and told him, you know, anytime, any day, any hour, give me a call, come on over, whatever. But I never heard from him again after that.
Yeah, he kind of was seeking an avenue, and
you know, I think, and when we were out in Oregon, one of the things that struck us at our age, I know that is that at the after all the festivities, they had a little dancing place there in this one place we were staying. They were playing these old tunes, tunes I grew up with, and Bob and Elizabeth dancing, and I thought, well, I'll be damned. There is some balance in this world.
yeah, it's, I just, you know, just thought I'd sit down and write a little bit about him, because I just, sometimes I guess that's a release for me.
Well, he and Jack were really good friends, and they would get together a lot.
Is Jack still alive?
No, Jack has passed away, and his wife's name was Viola, and I wrote to her too, but I haven't heard from her since Jack died.
Yeah, how long's he been? How long has he been gone?
Been quite a number of years. I really don't.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Jack lived in a place, you have to see, it was one of those old Pennsylvania farmhouse type buildings, huge, big old limestone building. And Jack would raise these waterfowl on this lake. It was just a crystal clear, gorgeous lake. And it was a unique spot to have a place right there. It was like one in a million. and he would raise those birds, and he and Bob, you know, they talked birds. They talked not just waterfowl all the time, but they really knew their stuff.
Yeah, he would just... I know when I go... Did you ever go over to his house in Big Timber?
No, I didn't. I never did. Never did. I was always impressed, though, with his... I wish I could... I'm trying to think of somebody else who... You know his work, you know, he had these nifty duck or goose paintings and with sunset colors and that sort of thing. I just marveled at that all the time. I go, how in the heck can he do this stuff?
Yeah.
But things were right, you know, they were, it was, what he did was correct.
Huh.
That's what I admire about a lot of them, and we could, you know, sit and talk with him about that kind of thing. When it came to art, was not just some flashy thing. It was whether you did it right, whether it was correct.
Yeah, quite a deal.
He took pride in that.
Oh, sure. Well, I didn't mean to bother you. I just thought I'd talk to you about it, and
wish I could drill up some more. I probably, if I think of anything, it'll come to mind.
Just call me.
I'm trying to force it.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'll get back at you, all right?
Well, when Jack introduced me, you know, and Bob had known that I had won that duck stamp that time, and he said, yeah, you won my duck stamp. And, you know, for meeting him the first time, just the way he said it, it made me laugh. And I said, well, it was one of those...
He would always put in... some interesting species sometimes that I just go, why? You know, but to him, they were totally interesting.
Oh, yeah. No, he was just one of those good guys. You know, when I think of him, I don't think of him so much as an artist, as just being a good guy who knew his stuff. You know, I just marveled at that, being able to do all those kinds of things in a lifetime. Not just paint pictures, you know, being a rancher and a somewhat of an explorer with Jack. I mean, I wish I could remember some of the details of their trip.
Well,
one of the magazines, they wrote the story, and I think I might have illustrated some part of it. Grizzly bear, stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah, and I didn't save all those, but if I can dig one up, I'll get it.
And which trip was this that they went on?
When they went up to the Arctic to find those nesting grounds.
Oh.
And I saved a few of those game breeding magazines, and I'll go out and look and see if I can dig those out.
When he went up there with Warren Hancock, then.
I didn't know that. I just knew that...
Bob went up, but...
Yeah. And I did save a couple of those magazines. I might have five or so.
Well, you know, if you send them down to me, I'll send them right down back. I'll just scan them.
Yeah, well, I'll see. But there would be that one in particular that would have that story about it.
That'd be great.
I did some illustrating. It wasn't all that great, but it was... I remember the story. And if I can find that thing, man, that would be nice.
Okay.
They would be in their own words.
Yeah. Thanks, Ron.
Sure, I'll get out there and start digging right now.
All right. See you later.
Go out there and smoke a cigar and chase some spiders before I get in there.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Okay.
See ya.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.